This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Led Zeppelin with Celebration Day. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Sabrina Magdalene from the news team for Keep In View. So our story today is about a report that highlights the concerns of business owners regarding sustainable food packaging. So they're urging the authorities to monitor the retail price of biodegradable food containers. Tell us more.
So this is a report by The Star, which outlines grouses raised by business operators, mainly the Johor Indian Muslim Entrepreneurs Association, who go by the short name Perusim. So they are saying that prices of biodegradable food containers are increasing with no control while the supply is very limited. This is, of course, forcing them to spend more money during the pandemic crunch. Perusim says they had to switch to using biodegradable containers for takeaways when it was mandatory in 2019. A supplier said the price of biodegradable containers is a big problem because it costs 14 ringgit 50 for 50 pieces, unlike the polystyrene containers, which are much cheaper. Customers also prefer biodegradable containers as they are microwave safe. But again, you know, the question is, are they willing to pay more and absorb this cost?
So I think maybe consumers are also slowly becoming aware of the importance of switching to environmentally friendly food containers. But for most businesses, I think they will have to factor in the increased cost, even if they're willing to do it. And perhaps they want more incentives during these sorts of early stages.
Yes, I also wonder if the transition will speed up if, you know, they get some form of government support or subsidy rather than just penalizing business owners right away. Right now, Perusim suggests the local authorities to take over the sourcing and distribution process of the biodegradable packaging to help bring prices down. And the group is also urging the state government to consider giving food operators until the end of the year to finish their existing stock of polystyrene containers. One restaurant owner said he had to close shop for 3 months during the first MCO and business remains slow now. He still has many unused containers left and it doesn't make sense, you know, to simply dispose of them. I guess his point is either way the containers are still going to waste. So they might as well use it, you know, since it's already there and since they're losing money now. But business owners in Johor Bahru, for example, are adapting to all these challenges. The report says many have started using brown papers to pack takeaway rice since the rule came into force. In fact, this works in their favour in many ways. One restaurant owner said he can actually pack more rice using brown papers compared to containers, especially all those, you know, nasi kanda, biryani, nasi champur, etc. And then another benefit is they can cater to locals who are working in Singapore. And of course, this is because takeaway food packed in polystyrene is banned from being brought into the city-state.
So that's an interesting one, right? Because on the one hand, you're talking about doing something that's legitimately good for the environment, but are we willing to absorb the cost of that, right?
Yeah.
Let us know. Are you willing to pay more for biodegradable takeaway food containers? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Sabrina, for that Keep In View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.